He had a focus again, like I saw in the Eastern Conference Finals, and that was attack. I'm going to the paint. Took 2 3-point shots and one.
That's former NBA player John Barry breaking down basketball highlights for ESPN. Even with simple events, someone else's analysis can improve our understanding. So let's apply that to something more complicated, teaching. Brad Fournier runs a chess club and teaches fourth grade at Birmingham's Sun Valley Elementary. Here's some pregame commentary from Susan Chalmers, his principal, to set the tone.
He exemplifies a teacher who truly cares. He looks at every individual child, tries to get them where they are, and move them forward. He works very, very hard. An example of the teachers who work way many more hours than what they're technically paid for. He truly cares.
Okay, so caring about the kids is key. No surprise there. What good teachers actually do, though, is a little more complex. It's a science and it's an art, but there are techniques experts agree on. Among them are using students' work in lessons, disciplining students just enough to keep them on task, using examples relevant to their lives, and positively reinforcing knowledge. Now let's get to the game. Listen closely to Fournier teaching fractions.
I've got some student examples I want to use. This is Cordasia. All right, thank you. How many squares are in the entire grid?
100.
Excellent, Ladarius. It's like a giant graham cracker or a giant pizza. It's one.
It's subtle, but did you hear how he did all those things practically in the same breath? Now notice how he reels back in the student who needed redirection.
How much is each little tiny piece worth, Cordasia?
100.
Really smart. 100.
Fournier sprinkles earned compliments around his classroom and his after-school chess club. He almost never yells, which is good because frequent yelling ensures kids won't even notice you if you're not yelling. Good teachers also let students come up with answers, and they defend their time to do that.
What did we get, Kiana? 2? 50th. Excellent.
Then divided by...
Are we in simplest form now?
No.
Divided by 2 again. Kiana realizes that, but she's trying to think of what to do.
Divided by 2 again.
Good teachers clearly explain what they expect.
This is the rubric I'm using to evaluate your fraction art. The math content is the most important, of course, but look, there's more to it. Your creativity and complexity, and then neatness. And that's only 10 points. Many of you have not turned it in or have given it back to you to work on, and that's fine. Take your time, but I do want them in by the end of the week.
Wait, hold on, education fans. We just got word our star teacher is speaking with reporters to the post-class press conference.
It takes a lot more than just organizational ability, people skills, a love of, you know, of children, of wanting to help society. Man, the patience is unbelievable.
Fournier says he's learning that patience and more.
I never stop learning every single day. I am learning so much from the kids about how to help them.
He says you have to be an inspirational salesman for concepts and...
I recommend keeping a journal. Reflection is everything. Keep abreast of current research. Be aware. Otherwise, you do become ignorant. Organization. Keeping up with every bit of paper.
There's one thing he neglected to mention, but it's something he does. In a battle against stress, fatigue, and constant student overstimulation, make it fun.
One part is you have to make a paper airplane.
Yes!
Yes.
And it will not be fun, so don't even think about it.
Learning is fun.
Kiana Huntington and Cordasia Adams really know their fractions, and they have some teaching analysis of their own for Fournier.
It's fun. You make it fun.
I don't know if you should even do it.
Other teachers don't make it fun. Don't dial it down.
Good teaching almost always involves a mysterious bond. A wise person once said it's the art of gaining your students' permission to let you teach them. What a teacher does with that permission is where the rubber meets the road. And as we just heard, though every classroom is vastly different, there are some proven techniques that good teachers use every day. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.